God bless you. I'm Pastor Timothy Jones. Thanks for tuning in to the Impact Hour, brought to you by the Rehoboth Church of God in Christ. Prepare yourself for a powerful word from the Lord.
I'm hard on my youngest, amen. She getting that, amen. I'm happy she got 102 on the math test. Amen. She got two more. Amen. I'm so happy for her, amen. I'm proud of both of my daughters, amen, and all the young people. But you know, when the one do bad, you get on it. You gotta give her some praise when she do good, amen. Y'all ready, young people?
The slip and the trip. I think Psalm 73 is up first. Psalms 27 is up first. You got two scriptures, Psalms 27 and verse 13, and you have Psalm 73, verse 2. Amen. And we're going to read 27 first. And the word of God says, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now we're going to flip over to Psalm 73, verse 2 and 3. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. On your way down, take your seat and say, I'm equipped for the slip and the trip. Amen. I begin to look at this scripture and I begin to apply it to my life. Amen. You know that everybody knows the story. They're always saying I'm working too much. It seems like that I'm always toiling to get ahead. Now, if we flip over to Psalm 73, and I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and I'm going to stay in 73 and maybe flip around a little bit, but just stay with me, amen. If you want the notes, pay me later, amen. 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 It says, for there is no bands in death, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long, I've been plagued and chastened every morning. You know, we've been plagued with work. Amen. We're chastened every day that we have to get up and make a living. We have to cut out a way for us to go about to do things. Amen. And we begin to look, and I begin to look at my life. I said, God, you said in the word, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. But it seems that I've been doing everything you've asked. I've come to church. I pay my tithes. I pray. I sometimes fast. And it seems I've been toiling and nothing's happening. But then I look over and I see the wicked man prospering. And sometimes it causes me to almost slip and say, is it really worth it? Ah, come on, is somebody going to holler with me and talk with me? Amen. I'm not the only one who struggled with this. It seems like I've done everything right. I try to honor my mother and father. I try to take care of my household. And it seems like nothing's adding up. At the end of the day that I talked about it, the show money comes, amen. I'm just showing money, and it seems like it's going, and it seems like nothing's stacking up. It seems when I go to the cupboards, there's only baking soda in there. When I open the refrigerator, the only thing I see coming to the refrigerator light is some bacon. And see, sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we get to the point that you almost slipped and say, it ain't worth it. And see, sometimes it's not that you slipping, it's because somebody's tripping you. Slip in the trip. It seems like that you're with company that wants to trip you to a situation that gets you in destination that you can't come back from. But see, David, what God even said, he was a man of his own heart. But he declares and pens here, when I saw my foot almost slipped. But see, we got to be equipped. God equipped you for the slip. The Bible declares the righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets up. And see, sometimes we can't stop on the trip, amen? We have to find ourselves to get a grip and come back and get ready to go. I found myself, and I've been toiling. I know I ain't be the only one that's been here toiling. It seems like I've done everything right. And it seems like the blessing ain't here yet. But I'm holding fast. David said, I have fainted. I'm jumping back to 27. He said, I have fainted unless I believe. Uh-oh, believe. Oh, that's why it's so important that we put our children in church. It's so important that we, pastor preached about it, says it's impossible to please God without faith. Oh, don't get quiet now, amen. I put the work in, but have you put the faith in? I'm going to say that again. I put the work in, but have you put the faith in? Because the Bible says, and pastor preacher says, it's impossible to please God without faith. It may look bad. It may be bad. It may taste bad. It may feel bad, but with God, it's still good. Oh, y'all ain't going to get with me here today. Amen. Amen. When the disciples was on the ship and the storms came and Jesus got up and they said, peace be still. The peace is already there. The storm is raging. It seems like you're falling, but God is there. All you have to do is reach out your hand and say, God, I'm here to save me, because he equipped you for the slip and the trip. We're going somewhere here. I want you to understand that God hasn't set you up for a fall. He set you up for a come up. He ain't set you up for a fall. There's a song we used to sing. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. That's why it says, I have faith unless I have belief. What are you believing in? Pastor said something very profound. If you see yourself down, you're going to be down. If you see yourself up, you're going to see yourself up. All you got to do is believe what God said. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So when it feels like you're slipping, God is right there giving you the grip you need to come equipped. See, sometimes we got to get in our prayer life. See, I've been chasing the money, but not been chasing the dream. Amen. The dream is Jesus. Amen. A man told me and said, Sean, if you put in all the time that you put in with the world toiling and put it with God, your life would be so much different. Oh, it made me mad. I didn't want to speak to him no more. But what is happiness? Hey, man, it's just a feeling. It's just an emotion. But I want to get to God. Amen. I want to go higher. How many want to go higher? How many want to go deeper? How many want to just be with Jesus in the end? We're chasing the wrong thing, amen? It says that now you jump back down to 73. It says in the verse 22, it says, so foolish was I and arrogant, I was a beast before thee. See, sometimes we think we are doing everything right. But then when you take the time to look things over, you find out you've been acting a donkey. Can't say the word I really want to say, but you've been fine of being a donkey, amen? Yeah, you know, there's some things that have allowed you to take you, and it says a beast before thee. We think we're doing everything right, but we find that we're slipping a little bit because we're leaning to our own understanding. And see, sometimes we got to get back in the book, not Facebook, but the book. Amen. You know, it pains me when I see a Bible on the ground. Every time I got to pick it up, amen. I got to have a place of reverence because it's God, amen. It said in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and was God. And so that every time I see the Bible on the ground, I got to pick that up. That's Jesus. But just don't pick it off the floor. Pick it up and put it in your heart. Read a little bit, amen, and study to show thyself approved, amen. But see, we found ourselves that we begin to, no disrespect, try to keep up with the Joneses. And seeing you look over there and you see the Joneses prospering. And I better not say Jones no more. I better say something else. Sister Baloney, you see how they doing it, amen. And Brother Salami, you see how they're doing it. It seems like they ain't doing nothing. It's just like everything is coming to them. And you want to quit because I almost was there. I wanted to throw everything in. I didn't even want to start over. Just take it all back. I didn't even want to start over. I didn't want to hit the reset button. I just wanted to be done. Because I thought I added the cost up right. What does this pay off? But then God reminded me. He said that you know, you look at your life and you begin to look at it and says, well, God, why me? Bible said, God said to me, he said, why not you? I've made you strong enough to bear it. And see, sometimes we, right before we're going to win, we give up. There's a thing, a tradition in the Navy SEALs that if you ring the bell before the SEAL training is over, you're out. But there's also that same tradition when you make it, you still ring the same bell. And see, all we got to do, the race is not given to the fast nor the strong, but it's those who endure everything. It may look bad, it may be bad, it may taste bad, but it's still good. All you have to do is endure to the end. See, I know that the shots of life come and they want to take you to and fro, but all you got to do is hold on to the bloodstained banner. See, that bloodstained banner, when you wave up and it says you're not surrendering, you're saying, God, I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm your son. I've been toiling too long. It seems like I almost slipped, God, but you came to equip me to bring me back. I love God because he's a redeemer, amen. How many know him as a redeemer? It doesn't matter how far you get away. You could be down and out. But Jesus is still there bringing you back. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Amen. We're going here. But it says now I'm about to get to the part where it really gets good. Amen.
But because greater is he that is in you. Come on, but greater is he that is in you. Come on, come on. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It seems like they're getting it now because you're going to get yours later. You know, we're sending up timber. Amen. That's the song we used to sing. We're singing a timber. We're building a home, amen, on the other side. See, sometimes we want our stuff now. I understand it. We're in a microwave church now. We just want to push 10 seconds and it be done. But see, when you want to get a good thing of greens, right, First Lady, you just can't put it in the microwave and hit 10 seconds. You got to toil over it. All right, I don't know about you young women. Yeah, the microwave greens ain't, them glory greens ain't that good. Yeah, you got to do all them glory greens. They come in a can, amen. You ain't no getting no glory. Hey, look here. My father, you know, got some macaroni cheese in a can. It ain't like my mama used to do it. Cut the cheese up, put the milk in and stir it all up and put it in the microwave. I mean, the oven, I mean. But he went and got to the store and got some macaroni cheese in a can. Then had the nerve to say, y'all can't leave the table until you eat it. I made money that day. I ate everybody's. They paid me to eat every. I ate every one of them. I was sick as a dog, but I got paid that day. But see, sometimes we can't go for the microwave saints, amen, the microwave Christianity. We have to endure to the end. But see, it says, but it is written. When you go to the Bible, it says, as it is written, that means that God's standing on it. So if you go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, it says, but it is written, for eyes have not seen, nor has ears heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things what God has prepared for them that love him. Man, I almost slipped. I was all worried about a month ago. It seems like my chest pains come back. It seemed like I was having anxiety attacks at night. It seems that everything was saying that I was going to die. Young man, 43 years old, I said, God, I can't be me. Get somebody else, but it can't be me. Right, now I don't want to trade. Just let it go somewhere else. I don't want what they got. And so I begin to go to the doctors, make doctor's appointment, and I begin to believe the hype. But then I remember that God is the doctor in the sick room. I knew him as a redeemer, and not only as a redeemer, but as a healer that could heal my body. And then the old VA comes in a letter saying, we need to see you. And so what happens that when they sent the letter, I'm like, oh, it's over now. But see, God has a way of coming up and showing up right on time. It may not be when you want it, but he shows up on time, and he'll take 40, turn it to 80, and turn 80 into 100. See, that's how God does it. It seems like when you're about to throw in the towel and say it's not worth it, God shows up and says, baby, all I needed to do is see if you're going to last this long. See, God wants to know how far he can take you so he can make you. See, some of us are quitting at the thing go. We got to stay in this thing to the very end. And don't worry about what the wicked are doing, because God said he's going to rain on the just and the unjust. So they're getting theirs now. So when they get up there, well, God, no, I gave yours on this side. You got yours. And see, we got to get equipped for the slip and the trip. It's coming. It doesn't matter. We all been there. I was a man. I'm done. I'm over. It's over. Clocked out. Take this back. It ain't worth it. But I'm reminded of what God said. I would never leave you, forsake. Don't get quiet. I ain't the only one. Don't all look at me. It just never be. I'm just being real with you that it came to the point that, like, hey, I just want to come to church. I just come to church, pay my tithes. But God has something more in store for you. You just can't get distracted by the wicked. You can't be distracted what you see on TV. That's all show. You got to dial yourself in to win. And see, so many times we ain't willing to do the work to get what God wants to perfect out of us. See, we want to quit so easy. That's why I like Pastor. He said, I don't like quitters. If you quit that, you'll quit me. And we might be in a fight, and I might need y'all. I'm done tapping out. I'm gone. Yeah, so we need saints to stay equipped. It's coming. The trip's going to come. The slip's going to come. You're going to see the prize, and you'll be like, oh, Lord, Lord. But God's going to be there. The songwriter said, don't despair, because God's right there. He's never leave you nor forsake you. That's why he wants you to understand that he's with you low. He said low, even into the ends of the world. See, we can't get caught up on what right now. I'm to the point now like, well, God, you brought me this far. And I believe that you can't leave me. I believe everything the man of God said. This man of God said, I'm going to live off the 10% and give the church the 90%. I still believe it. So when I get myself, you got to encourage yourself sometimes, saints. Well, God, you said, the man of God said, I'm going to live off the 10%. I'm going to give the church the 90. I'm believing it. So I'm no longer chasing the money. I'm chasing the word. I'm chasing what God said about me. He says that I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, come on. Come on. What the word say about you? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, I'm going to believe what the word of God said about me. He said I can step on scorpions and tread. Amen. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who can strengthen me. I'm chasing the word. Amen. And when you chase the word, everything else will be all right. When you chase God, you'll see things are coming. That song says I'm chasing after thee. I'm chasing after the word. I'm putting the word down in my heart that I might not sin against thee. But if I do slip, if I do trip, I know that you equip me to bring me back. Amen. Jeremiah said, I know plans for you to prosper you. Somebody need to get excited. Amen. And bring you to an expected end. My expected end is to win. Amen. My expected end is to win, amen. It don't matter how I get there, but when I cross the finish line, my hands is going to be up. I'm going to get the win. I'm going to get the trophy. I'm going to get the crown, amen. But all I got to do is stay in the race, amen. I got to bob and weave, amen. I got to blow punches by and duck them off, but I'm still going to win. It don't matter. All I got to do is be there at the end. See, the enemy likes to put doubt in you. He wants to say that you're not able, you're not capable. But who God calls, he's equipped for everything. He's equipped you for this, for what Satan wants to set you up for, being average. He wants you to say that I'm just good enough. You just all right there. You know, but when you get in the world, you want to be boss. Right? There's so many pastors that can be out there in the street. I heard out of class Scarborough say he go to his church. He go to the nursing home and be praying over people. And there's a whole bunch of places you can be the winner at, the leader, the boss at. Amen. You can go out into the world, go on the street corner and start praying and laying hands on people out there. Because, you know, you can get a congregation anywhere. Amen. You can go out and make your congregation. Amen. Amen. I heard one elder, he said, I'm the Archbishop of Facebook. He gave himself, that's what he said, I'm the Archbishop of Facebook. But what I'm saying is God has equipped you for everything you need. And see, sometimes it happens that we begin to have pity parties. We begin to look at ourselves and say, God, this ain't fair. But you know where the fair is at? That's where you get cotton candy on Ride on Rise. God didn't say this thing was going to be fair. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He just said, all I need you to stay in the fight and make everything else going to be all right. All you got to do is stay there in the fight. I know that things are going to happen to cause you to want to slip. But here's my thing. I like what David, God, I love David. I've been falling in love, not with Joe David, but David. Amen. Amen. What I'm saying, what he said, he called him a man of his own heart.
But David still said, I was almost slipped. But when I go back to that thing, he says, but if I've not believed in this lifetime, the goodness of God, and I don't know why God is doing it, but God is blessing me. I look at my life and I'm like, God, why'd you take me and do this? I told my wife, some God gave me a blessing. And I said, this is crazy. My wife said, this ain't crazy. This is God. You know, even though I don't deserve it, he still gave it to me. That's what I love about, you know, he shouldn't have gave it to me. He know what I've been up to. You know, I almost quit, but he still gave me enough to equip me. You know, God, that's what he does when long life's away. A little pick me up. You know, you need a little, you know, yeah, go ahead and get off there. Hey, son, I'm going to give you a little bit more. And what God has been doing in my life is just, I look back and I say, God, thank you. That's when I get up and I just want to say thank you. How God has done some marvelous things for my life, and I just want to give him credit for it. Now, if he's done it for me, I know he's done it for you. So don't give up on God. Keep doing what God has called you to do, is be your best you. And don't worry about the mistakes, because he built in provisions for that. He already knew that you was going to mess up. That's why he sent his son Jesus to cover it in the blood. All you got to do is say, God, dip me. Sometimes you got to come to the Mizpah and get this. This gets hard. God didn't say it was going to be easy. I look at my father. I look at him and say, God, keep him alive. Keep him toiling. Because the reward is coming to those who diligently seek him. See, sometimes, diligently, you got to be looking. Have you ever lost your car keys or lost your wallet? You tear the whole house up looking for things, right? And you find other things because you're looking for it, right? So if you start looking for God like you're looking for your car keys and wallet, you'll find a whole bunch of other things that God has for you. But you got to diligently seek him. He'll begin to unlock some things in your life. You'll begin to, oh, that's where you put that God. Oh. You know you didn't hear some money from your wife. Lost something else. Find the money. Then get convicted and say, here, baby. Right. I've been mad at you a long time. That's why I don't have no money. I just put it all in one spot. But see, that's what God wants us to do, is when you do slip, go back and find them and look for them. Look for them with all your heart. Look for them with that zeal, because God wants to bring you back to the place. You know, the song, all these old songs coming to me, I heard Superintendent sung some songs that nobody knew. I wish I was here for that Sunday. But see, what I'm saying is, it's those songs that take me back. And see, sometimes when we slip, God, take me back to the place where I first, amen. See, when you get that first, you go back and say, get rejuvenated. Take you back, amen. And God is really doing it. He's taking me back. I mean, when I ain't have nothing. She still married me. I ain't had nothing. But it looked like I'm going to get something. That's right, amen. You got to get to the place where God's going to recognize you, where he's going to see you in the future. God ain't looking at you right now. He's looking at you in the future, and you look so much better. You look so much. You think you look good now? Wait till you see me next year. I know I look good now. Just wait one day. Let me get my hair cut. And see, that's what God's going to do to you. You look in bed right now, but he's not looking at you right now. He's looking at you at the end of what God's going to do for you. See, he'll take some sandals and make them some stasis. He has a way of fixing things up even after you done messed it up. You know, as a boy, I used to get myself in trouble. And I'd be like, Dad, can you fix it? Well, you done messed it up. I can't fix it, but God can take every mess up and fix it up and make it acceptable to him. And see, we can't get caught up in our slip, amen. It happened. It's done. It's over. It's done. It's in the blood. I tell my wife all the time, that was under the blood. If you want to keep bringing it up and keep letting it boil up, it's never going to be under the blood and it can never flow nowhere.
The blood flows. If butter ain't flowing, it becomes stanky, nasty, and smelly. Let some chicken stay out long enough. It'll run you out that house. And see, sometimes we got to get it under the blood so God can just flow it on out. And flood it under the blood. And see, what God is trying to get here today, he's built in provisions for you. And what he has done here, I'm about to close, but this ain't no hoop and holler, but this is the one that it says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Uh-oh. No matter what God is doing, it's for your benefit. And you got to hold your ways. Hey, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to just stay there. But even when I was slipping, I still didn't denounce my God. I held fast to the very thing that Larry and Diane put in me. So I said their first name. Felt good. Amen. But what I'm saying, our mother and dad put in me, I held fast. I got back behind the pulpit. You see that, right? But when I say I held fast to the very thing they put in me, I may be down and out, but I'm not gone. I'm laying on what the foundations that they gave me, that it may look bad, may be bad, may taste bad, may feel bad, but God is still good. He's so good. It doesn't matter what's happening. I'm never going to denounce the very thing that's the very essence of my life. That's God. See, sometimes God puts you in a place where all you got to do is rely on him. My wife was acting right. The kids was acting right. The job didn't act right. It's just me acting the donkey. It's just me. See, we want to put it on everybody else, but it's you that got to get it right. And see, that's it says in Hebrews 10:20, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. I just said what Pastor said. It's impossible to please God without faith. So if you find yourself being displeased, it's your faith. It ain't nothing else but your faith. And see, sometimes God's going to try your faith. I mean, because we know we're going to get up and go to work. Well, I know I am. I want them checks to come in. But what I'm saying is, but when the work is funny, they ain't calling your phone no more to come in to work. And now you start thinking about how I'm going to pay this $635 light bill. I've been paying that, amen. I got a little itchy, right? Then I got a $181 gas bill. Then I got other things coming in. And I'm like, well, God, I'm bald now. You can't take the hair away from me. So I'm just going to rely on my faith that you're going to make a way. Do you know checks start showing up? Checks start showing up. I'm like, God, what you doing? I mean, he's making a way because he is the way. I mean, the door's been opened up. I'm like, oh, Lord, they're going to do something to me. Boss called me in and gave me a 3% raise. I said, praise Jesus. And you know what? And here's the thing. This is why you shouldn't hate on other people's blessings. They promoted a guy to a position, and they said, because once he's going to get promoted, he's going to probably be the same way as you, but you've been here 15 years. We're going to give you 3% more. I ain't do nothing, but that guy, I was happy for him. I was celebrating his success, and out of celebrating somebody else, God blessed me. And see, that's why you got to be happy when God start blessing other people, because you know what that means? God didn't cross them off the list. That means I'm next in line. I'm next in line. He said, that's all. I'm next in line in a blessing for a blessing. I'm next in line. So when he crossed him, I was next in line. Then the boss said, you know, you qualify for another 2% coming up. I said, God, who else can I praise? Who else can I exalt and say, God is good? And then he said, then here, look here. If you stay here long enough, July, you get another 3%. I said, praise Jesus. I ain't never made this much money in my life. You know, see, well, that's why we got to start thanking God for what we do have and not what we don't have. Every time I was growing up, it was always dinner on the table. It may not be what I wanted, but there was dinner on the table. It may have been rice, oatmeal, and some pancakes, but it was food. We may never always had lights, but we always had a roof over our head. Well, maybe a gas. Well, I remember one time the switch didn't work. But anyway, God has taught us how to survive. He equipped us. Said, so I know I can eat. I mean, I don't know about my girls, you know, but I can eat beans three times a day. No, not baked pinto beans. You know, God has equipped us. We had a garden in the back of our, we were living in Iowa. My dad said, well, we're going to get a garden. I popped so many snap beans, green beans. Man, the homemade green beans are the best. Dad had a garden. He said, I ain't going to be hungry as long as we're going to live off the fat of the land. And see, that's the same thing. God's equipping you so that when you find yourself in the famine, because famines are coming in your spiritual life. You know, and sometimes we don't talk about this in the church, and we don't talk about it in the police work. We don't talk about suicide. And see, sometimes we're committing spiritual suicide in the sanctuary. I want you to meditate on that, that we commit spiritual suicide in the sanctuary, that we don't come in and give God our best praise. We don't come in and give God our best prayer life. We don't come in the sanctuary. That's why the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, this is where you get strength and beauty at. See, if you're looking ugly because you ain't been to church in a while. You're looking weak because you ain't been in the sanctuary. Because your saints, your brothers and sisters lift you up. They exhort you to say, I can toil a little bit longer. I can get to the end, because if God's doing it for you, he can do it for me. And see, that's why it's so important that when you come into church, you need to smile and greet other people. You need to exhort them and say, hey, brother, you can make it. You know, and sometimes it's hard for us elders and ministers. We bleed. We hurt. We go through things. We go through disappointments. We go through heartache and pain and everything else. But when I come in here, I get excited about God, because he gets to see me one more time. I give him my best praise. But we're going to call the altar and we're going in. But what I'm saying is, God has equipped you for the slip and the trip. All you got to do is stay in it. And don't get worried about what people are going to say, because they're going to talk regardless. If you make a whole bunch of money, you know he got that scratch off. He went on a scratch off. You know, they're going to come up with something. Well, you know, somebody gave him something. Hey, look, let him talk. Because wherever how God's going to bless me, bless me. Ever how God's going to lead in your life and move in your life, let God do that. And don't worry about the slipping and the tripping, because that's all God built that in the provision. It's all been in. He said he knew you and before you knew yourself. And see, he knew that you was going to mess up. That's why he sent his son Jesus. And I'm so glad about that blood Jesus, that name, that wonderful name of Jesus. And so if some of you feel like you're about to commit spiritual suicide, come to the Mizbeah, where things die and not you. Amen. Put it on the Mizbeah. Put it on the altar so that God can make you alive again. Amen. That he knows that your troubles you've been in. He knows your heartache. He knows your pain. He knows your thoughts before you even know your thoughts. He's just asking you to come out. Hold up your banner and say, God, I'm here. I need you to come, equip me, redeem me, bring me back. Because he has the expected end for you. And he needs you to get in with what he's saying. So the altar is here. It was open. We will come pray with you. Because truly God doesn't want to lose you to himself.
You have been listening to the Impact Hour with Pastor Timothy Jones. Thank you for listening. I love you with the love of Christ. Until next time, remember, when you come out of the storm, you're not the same person that went into the storm. God bless you.